Their eyes met at the same instant, Therese glancing up from a box she was opening and the woman just turning her head so looked directly at Therese. She was tall and fair, her long figure graceful in the loose fur coat that she held open with one hand on her waist. Her eyes were grey, colourless yet dominant as light or fire, and caught by them, Therese could not look away. She heard the customer in front of her repeat a question, and Therese stood there, mute. The woman was looking at Therese, too, with a preoccupied expression, as if half of her mind was on whatever it was she meant to buy here. And though there was a number of salesgirls between them, Therese felt sure the woman would come to her. Then Therese saw her walk slowly towards the counter, heard her heart stumble to catch up with the moment it had let pass, and felt her face grow hot as the woman came nearer and nearer. "May I see one of those valises?" the woman asked and leaned on the counter, looking down through the glass top. The damaged valise lay only a yard away. Therese turned around and got a box from the bottom of the stack, a box that had never been opened. When she stood up, the woman was looking at her with the calm grey eyes that Therese could neither quite face nor look away from. "That's the one I like, but I don't suppose I can have it, can I?" she said, nodding towards the brown valise in the show window behind Therese. Her eyebrows were blonde, curving around the bend of her forehead. Her mouth was as wise as her eyes, Therese thought, and her voice was like her coat, rich and supple, and somehow full of secrets. "Yes," Therese said.